flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today and an ask I have for all of you out there. We'll get to that coming up. Elliot will join us later in the show as we now really start moving towards Super Bowl 59, just 9 days away. And we only have 6 shows to go, Hugh Douglas, before they kick this thing off. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, for all the older cats, the older men that are going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, don't get down there thinking you're 25, man. Pace yourself. Whatever you do, pace yourself. Because I got a lot of my friends calling, Joe, talking about this, that, and the third. I'm like, hold up, dog.
You better keep those guys in line.
I said, first and foremost, 9:30, I'm at my hotel room. And I'm sticking hard to that. I know. Everybody like, oh, and I got friends like, oh, no, you know, nah, bruh, 9:30. Just got a text from Deuce asking me, was I going down? I'm like, 9:30, dog, 9:30.
Do the players have a curfew? I don't know. Does Hugh? Yeah, self-imposed.
Definitely have it. Yeah, self-imposed curfew, 9:30.
All right, good advice there. All right, 215-592-9494. Lot to discuss today. But, you know, one thing that's been on my mind since the matchup was set, Hugh, is that this just means more. This isn't your normal Super Bowl. And it reminds me a little bit of 2 years ago. It also reminds me of the revenge factor against the Patriots in 2017. Now, that was a big gap, right? Your Super Bowl you played in, 04 season versus 17. The only people really around at that point were Brady and Belichick, but it was the Patriots. It was Brady. It was Belichick. It was revenge for what had happened, you know, all those years ago and the Eagles' chance to win their first Super Bowl, and it was stopped by the Patriots, and then revenge against those two guys in 17. And, Hugh, the way I view this game is this isn't just the Super Bowl. Like, this has a bigger meaning than if it was, like, I don't know, they're playing the Jaguars or Titans. That'd be great. It'd be the Super Bowl. But this is bigger. Hugh, when you think about this game, and obviously you have a unique perspective as, one, a former Eagle, but then, two, you have a great relationship with the coach on the other side. But I view this as it means more for a couple reasons. One, they could try to continue to get out of the shadow of Andy Reid. Guys, if you think about it right now, the ledger since Andy Reid left, right? It's 3 rings from Reid since he left here, 1 for the Eagles. If the Eagles can take down the Chiefs next Sunday, it's 3-2. And Hugh, 3-2 sounds a whole lot better than 4-1, right? If the Eagles lose that game next Sunday, it's 4 rings for Reid since he left here. It's 1 for the Eagles. And he's 2-0 against them in the biggest game. That's a major difference for me. I got to imagine deep down, as much respect and love that Lurie and Howie have for Andy, they want to beat him. They don't want to be that far away from where he is at the top of the sport. Hugh, 2 years ago, a lot of people believed the Eagles were better and they lost that game in Arizona. This thing just means more for me to not let Reid continue to blow past the Eagles And to get this one and get in the way of maybe the best dynasty of all time. Hugh, does this mean more?
It's a reckoning. And I hear what you're saying. And I understand for a lot of people, they want to move past Andy and all of this other stuff. I understand what they're talking about, but I don't look at it that way. I look at Andy as being a part of our history, and his success is a part of our history. Our success is a part of him. We're going to always be forever intertwined.
And they continue to be with these
Super Bowls. Yes, it's going to forever be intertwined. I think this is just a product of two people coming together and adopting philosophies, and both individuals thriving from it. I was listening to Spike yesterday. Shout out to the afternoon show. And he was talking about how he wanted to move past Andy and get away from him. The reality of the situation is you're never going to do that. And here's the thing, and I'm going to use an analogy that a lot of people probably will, understand, especially the ones that have been married more than one time. You know, there's a thing they call the starter wife, and I know that's a joke or whatever, but there's a lot that you take from that first relationship that was probably good and bad,
yeah.
And you learn from those situations.
Understandable, sure.
And you become a better person. And in the next relationship, you make sure that you don't make some of those same mistakes. That's what has happened. And, I have the benefit to like you said, Joe, of seeing it from both perspectives. Because I've seen how, from the time that I went here and we went to the Super Bowl, how the Eagles organization has grown and thrived since Andy's departure. And I've also seen how Andy Reid, Big Red, has grown from his situation here and thrived from his departure. Number one thing is, Andy never wanted to go get a big-time receiver. Hell, he had Tyreek Hill. Went out and drafted. He's been drafted when it was a Rashee Rice. He went out and got some guys.
Oh, Xavier Worthy now this year.
Yeah, he understands how important it is to have that position. And on the flip side, you look at the Eagles, they've understood when Joe Banner and those guys are here how important it is to really preach that family aspect of being in the NFL. And they've thrived for that. And not only that, drafting good players, developing your players. That's something that people, when you look at what the Eagles have done, especially over the last couple of seasons, because we see that, they've done a great job of developing young talent.
Andy's done a great job of
developing young talent. So it's one of those things, man. I know that for a lot of people, they're looking at it and they say, oh, well, we want to move past Andy. If you're being honest with yourself, you're never going to be able to move past him because you've grown from that situation and you've become a better person for it.
So, well, the Eagles have become great even without Andy. But here's the way I view it. 215-592-9494. Does this mean more because it's the Chiefs? And look, that can mean a lot of different things. A lot of people want revenge for the game 2 years ago, right? The ring that people feel should have been the Eagles, and the field was slippery, and the call at the end. There's the revenge for 2 years ago angle, and then there's the Reid thing. From my perspective, it's the Reid thing. I want to be able to say the Eagles are as great as Andy since he left. And right now, I can't say that. Hugh, I've always thought deep down, and people don't like when I say this, that the Eagles made a mistake. And I don't want to do that show today. I'm just like, that's my feeling. That the Eagles made a mistake, that they should never have let Andy go. He's going to end up maybe the greatest coach of all time. But you know how I could stop thinking that? If they beat him. If they beat him. And you, I think it was a funny analogy you used there with the starter wife and the moving on in life. Hugh, can I give you an analogy back?
Yes.
Okay. And I've never experienced this. I'm just kind of imagining it. Lots of people move on and have relationships and divorce and all that. But imagine if even though you move on and you get divorced, you're still intertwined. Maybe there's kids in the mix, right? Maybe you see each other all the time. Imagine if as life goes on, every time you saw them, you knew deep down they were doing better than you. You might not be upset, but it's there. And let's be real. If the Chiefs win this game, the next time the two people that were divorced come together, what's the truth? That side's doing better. Maybe they have a spouse and you don't. Maybe they have more money, you do. Maybe the kids like going to their house more than yours. That's what it is. If he has four rings and we've got one, he won the divorce.
Damn, Joe. It's like that, huh? You petty. Like, for real. I've rubbed off of you way too much.
Maybe you taught me. I don't know. That would bother me deep down.
I hear you, but you have to be comfortable in what you're accomplishing. And I'm not saying, let me just say this, people, before we get off on this, because I know we're talking about football. I ain't talking about in this situation, though. I'm trying to get this win. I'm just trying to get this win.
Oh, I know what you mean, yeah.
I want this win, and I want to beat the Chiefs. I think we're going to beat the Chiefs, but I just feel like what I was basically speaking to is the we're probably never going to move past that because we're going to be forever intertwined.
And like a lot of couples are, if we go back to the analogy. I don't think it'll ever.
But I'm trying to win next Sunday, though. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl next Sunday.
I need to win next Sunday because he's winning the divorce. 215-592-9494. Jordan Mailata was a guest the other day with the afternoon show. I love this because it was so real. Spike asked the question, does this mean more, the revenge factor, because of what happened 2 years ago? And I think a lot of players would be like, nah, we're just in the moment. It's just the next game. I love that Jordan Mailata was like, nah, yeah, it absolutely does. Here's Mailata with Spike and Ike and Fritz.
I'm going to keep it short and simple. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But at the same time, it is the next game. It is a new team. We both have new teams. You know, the history is called history for a reason. But you can't forget that. The experience that you go through, or what I went through. Mm-hmm. So yes, I will answer your question and say yes. But again, this is just the next game that we have to play, and probably the most important game that we will play this year.
Well, that it is. It is the most important game. Hugh, I like the way Jordan answered that, because when Spike asked the question, I don't know what they anticipate the answer would be or where they thought he would go with it. But, Hugh, a lot of players, and I could see a lot of current Eagles just trying to stay in the moment. Like, it's just the next game. I'm not thinking about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he did allude to that, right? We got to focus. But he didn't hide from it. He said, to answer your question, yes, it means more because they beat us 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I like
it
that.
It is. And you know what's funny? Because as I move from further and further from the Super Bowl that we played in, I regret the fact that we didn't win it, or, you know, I shouldn't say regret it, because it's a game that a lot of people don't get to play in. And I know this might sound crazy, but I remember Emmitt Thomas telling us years ago, because he actually won one with Kansas City when he was our defense coordinator. He said, man, there are no losers in that game. And I looked at him and I was like, you're crazy. But I understood, as I move further from that, I understand exactly what he's saying, in the sense that you're doing something that a lot of people don't get a chance to do. You're on the stage that a lot of people don't get a chance to be on, or a lot of people don't get a chance to share.
Sure.
And there is a winner. There's no question about that. But at the end of the day, you're a part of history. But hell, I don't want to be a footnote. I want to be remembered as.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
One of those guys that actually won it. And as we move further and further away from it, and I don't know how my teammates feel. I don't know how Ike or John feels. But every year, after whomever hoists that trophy, and this year is going to be the Eagles, I'll be like, damn. We were 3 points away from that, you know, and that's a feeling that every year around this time, it just never goes away. But I also revel in the fact and take comfort in the fact that I played in that game,
mm-hmm.
You know, probably wasn't that where I wanted to be as far as my athletic ability in that game, but I was there. And that's something that a lot of people can't say that, Joe. And now you have some guys on this team that have been in there twice. You got guys on squads that 4-5 times. You know, like you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, 3 times. It's a beautiful thing, man. It really, really is. And that's why, you know, I'm not trying to wax poetic here, but when I think about Andy and his time here and him leaving, we all learned from that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, we're all thriving from that.
We are. And look, there's no question the Eagles have done very well without Andy Reid. I mean, this is their third Super Bowl appearance since he left. Like, the Eagles are not struggling without Reid. But I go back to the divorce ledger, and he's winning it right now, and I got to even that out. I can't have the kids liking his gifts better every year. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Reid. On with Colin Cowherd this week, talking about the Eagles. Press conference this week.
Yeah, presser. Yeah.
Presser this week, talking about the Eagles and why they're here.
There's no more important game than the one we're going to play in that we need that joint effort. And the other team that we're playing, the Eagles, they're there for a reason. It's because they're a good football team. And so we've got to make sure that we keep everything together and work and get a nice plan together for this group. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Oh, how about that, Andy? A little back in the day type of thing there. 215-592-9494. Does this mean more because the Chiefs? I think it absolutely does. Kyle, where do you come down as the Eagles get set for a rematch against Reid and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I could be in the very small minority here. I'm so over the Andy Reid thing. Like, I'm not really, like, I'm not in a you-know-what measuring contest with him anymore. Like, I'm totally okay with where I'm at after that relationship is over. The Eagles have enjoyed way more success post-Andy Reid than they did with him. I'm sorry. I know we went to 5 NFC Championship games and went to a Super Bowl, but now without him, we've been to 3 Super Bowls and have won one and going on maybe 2. Like, and losing to him wouldn't necessarily be worse for me,
man.
Because
we
it's Andy.
To. Like, we get to.
Yeah, like, sure. Like, but losing to him specifically in this game doesn't bother me or make it feel like worse. Like, oh man, like we lost to Andy. Like, that already happened. That stung in the moment. If it happens again, it's like, you know, I'm just thinking of them more as the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Like, they are the dynasty. They are the kings of the league right now. So what means the most to me in this game is kind of just the redemption thing from last time. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the Eagles could, by winning this game, cement themselves in terms of their team legacy as one of the, you know, I would say the third, clearly, behind the Patriots, behind the Chiefs,
yep,
over the last quarter century. I mean, that's a huge deal to me. So this is much less about the shadow of Andy Reid. Screw the shadow of Andy Reid. It's about beating Mahomes and the Chiefs, stopping the three-peat, taking down a dynasty, and putting the Eagles' name up there.
215-592-9494. Does this mean more because of the Chiefs? So the last thing you said there about the ledger and Andy, what he's done since he left, the Eagles, and what is on the line in the Super Bowl. So that does it hit me, right? And it does hit me because if the Eagles win this game, they will have 2 Super Bowls. He'll have 3. And the other thing, in terms of just the hierarchy of the NFL, even if you remove Reid, it's just the Chiefs. You know, if the Eagles win this game, we enter next season and they could overtake the Chiefs as the second best team of this century. They'd have 2, the Chiefs would have 3, the Eagles would be defending champions going for 2 in a row and 3 in the last few years, in the last 8 years. Like, that would put them behind the Patriots, right there with the Chiefs as the best franchise. It's all there. That's why this, I think this means more. I felt this before last Sunday when the game started against the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
If this was the Bills or the Ravens, it'd be cool, right? It's the Eagles in the Super Bowl. It's fun. It's a chance to win a championship. It means more because it's the Chiefs, and I can't ignore the Reid factor. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up first on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Friday, man.
Hey,
Happy
Chris.
Friday, Chris.
What's up, buddy?
We got a whole nother week to breathe and get our legs under us for next week, man. So it's all good. It's all good. Joe, I need you to breathe, okay?
It's going to be hard to. We got a Super Bowl coming up here. This is I'm all foot on the gas between now and next
Friday. All gas, no brakes.
No brakes. I don't even know where those are, Chris.
I know, but Joe, you know, you are a very, very petty man. And Hugh and our little boy's grown up. It's just a proud parent moment right here.
You guys are rubbing off. I used to be calmer, and now I'm petty and yelling all the time. This is your fault. I blame you guys.
I like it, though.
I blame you guys.
You know? Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Andy Reid, I'll edit myself here, Hugh, because I was about to say something, but I don't want to call that hit the dump button. So, Andy and his fat burger behind won those rings because of Pat Mahomes. All right, guys, we're stuck back in the chicken or the egg theory again. Was it Belichick or Brady? And just like Brady proved that he was a bigger reason for the wins
than Belichick because he went out on his own, went down to Tampa, and kept going to the playoffs and won another Super Bowl, and Belichick just fell flat. All right? It's the same thing with Andy. And this isn't trying to knock Andy on a Super Bowl week, although, Hugh, we ain't throwing the flowers at Andy until after Super Bowl, okay? We're not trying to take his shine away, but we do want to throw a little shade at the man. All right? His success had to do with him getting Pat Mahomes. I always said this about Andy. Andy was a good coach, but when it came to crunch time, he couldn't be great. Well, Pat kind of covers over for some of his greatness and fills in some of the holes. And here's where I want to go. Kyle asked me this. How do you feel about it? This, for me, is a revenge game. All right? That's more of what it's about for me. This is revenge against the Chiefs and what happened 2 years ago. I want my redemption just like I wanted against the Commodores, and we got that in the NFC title game. And more importantly, I want my revenge against the NFL. I want the revenge that you breathe on Pat Mahomes, a flag comes flying, that everything is Chiefs planet because they're the face, and Pat's the face of the NFL, and the Chiefs are now the face of the franchise. And we got to see Tay-Tay a million and one times when I'm trying to watch a damn football game. I'm tired of it. I'm exhausted from all the nonsense. I want revenge, man.
I like that. Chris, I like that. And here's the thing. We can all try to pretend when we've moved on from the Reed thing. We don't have to lie to ourselves. I mean, have most people really moved on from Andy? Kyle has, and I believe him, but I don't think most people have. The shadow of Reed is still here.
I just find it hilarious I love Chris, but Andy's only having success because he drafted Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Andy did move up
a lot high in the draft from 28 to 10.
And yeah. People thought he was crazy for doing it because he had a starting quarterback. He knew what he saw. I mean, I understand, it's hard for some people, to give Big Red his credit, but he saw something in Patrick. Patrick wasn't projected to go that high, and he saw that.
What's funny about, because we've now done this with the two GOATs, right? When people say Belichick is only Belichick because of Brady, right? And then we just had Chris say that Reed is only this good because of Mahomes. You know what part of the puzzle's missing, Hugh?
What's that?
Well, Belichick drafted Tom Brady and put him in as the starter and kept him in as the starter when Bledsoe came back. Obviously, like you're saying, with Andy and Mahomes. Yeah, look, they go together. I mean, yeah, the Brady thing, he moved on and won a Super Bowl in Tampa, so that adds to the story. They go together. For me, when I think about this game, my feeling on it and my feelings on the game are more towards the Reed thing than just the revenge. The Super Bowl revenge is awesome, and I want to beat them for 2 years ago because that was a very close game and the Eagles could have won it. But I think even bigger. I don't want Reed to win another. I've always liked Andy Reid. I was a fan of him. I thought the Eagles, he changed the whole franchise. I always hear the things you say about him, Hugh. Ike says about him. He seems like a great dude and he's an incredible football coach. But I want the Eagles to even the score. So at least
I get that part. I want the Eagles to win.
Yeah, I want it to be like, hey, everyone did well when we moved on. Everyone did great. Winning Super Bowls left and right, both teams. If the Eagles win, it's 3-2 since he left. That's pretty close. Chiefs win, it's 4-1.
Yeah, and you know what? If I'm mad at Coach Reed for anything, I would be mad at him for not evolving.
Sooner.
You beat it. Beat me to it.
Because he did evolve a lot.
He evolved, man. Because I'm telling you, that time I got a chance to see Andy, man, his demeanor has changed. The way that he does stuff has changed. And I look at him, and it's refreshing to see growth. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, Andy, why the hell you couldn't do this stuff when we were playing? And why couldn't you go out and do this, that, and the third when we had a good team? But, again, that comes with growth. You know, and then you look at the way the Eagles treat some of their veterans here, the guys that played here for them, the way that Howie has become a GM, and you'd be like, damn, Joe, why couldn't you be like that? You know what I mean? But, hey, we all got to grow. We all go through things. The person that I was in my 20s is not the person that I am now.
I hear that, and I think growth is great. Also, petty's good too. And
I know what petty is. You know, I keep a little petty over here.
Cannot let Reed win another.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few: Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes, 16-count fresh baked cookies, and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue, and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.